Good morning. Welcome to the last day of the DTS 2019 Arts Conference. Our conference this year has been underwritten by the Mimesis Endowment and the Communities Foundation of Texas. We're really grateful for their support. Our theme this year is the stories we tell. Eugene Peterson, best known for The Message, wrote this: God does not present us with salvation in the form of abstract truth or a precise definition or a catchy slogan, but as story. Madeleine L'Engle said Jesus was not a theologian, he was God who tells stories. The woman at the well said, come see the man who told me everything I've ever done. He told me my story. If we want to be like Jesus Christ, we need to tell his story and our story, because we're all a walking story of his faithfulness. This morning we'll be guided in that effort by Professor Todd Agnew. Prof. Agnew has spent 30 years as a professional worship leader, pastor, and songwriter, and 15 of those years as a recording artist with Ardent Records. He came to DTS 6 years ago to pursue his love for the original languages, which fueled his passion for the Bible. When he and I co-led a worship course in Grand Rapids last January, of course he does every January, Michigan saw the worst ice storm they had seen in a decade. And I looked at our van, and I looked at all the students and their luggage, and thought, we're going to miss our flights, and we're going to need to get lodging. I don't know how we're going to do this. And Prof. Agnew said, driving in a blizzard is no problem. He did this on his life on the road all the time, and he's driven in worse conditions, and we all made it home safely. In his life on the road, he garnered something like 7 Dove Award nominations and about 1 million records sold. I had to Google that information because I've never heard him talk about it. In fact, this morning when I asked him to verify it, he said, I don't know. To his credit, he is here not to live on his accomplishments or make that his identity, but rather as an acclaimed worship leader and as a professor in our Media Arts and Worship Department, he's here to mentor the next generation of theologians and artists and worshipers. So would you please welcome with me this morning, Prof. Todd Agnew. Sorry, wait a second. I'm sorry. Would you please welcome Glenn Kreider, who's going to pray, and then Prof. Agnew. Sorry about that.
The funny thing, we had just joked about that. So would you pray with me? Our prayer this morning is adapted from the Book of Common Prayer and a contemporary poet. Oh, Heavenly Father, you have filled the world with beauty. Open our eyes to behold your gracious hand in all your works, that rejoicing in your whole creation, we may learn to serve you with gladness. For the sake of him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. O merciful Creator, your loving hand is wide open to satisfy the needs of every living creature. Make us always thankful for your loving providence, and give us grace to honor you with all that you have entrusted to us, that we, remembering the account we must one day give, may be faithful servants of your good gifts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God forever and ever. O God of Abraham and Sarah and Hagar, God of Isaac and Rebekah, God of Jacob and Leah and Rachel and Bilhah and Zilpah, great God of our mothers and fathers, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be ever present with your servants on earth who seek through art and music to perfect the praises of your people. Grant them even now true glimpses of your beauty, and make them worthy at length to behold it unveiled forevermore, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Spirit of the living God, please be gracious and keep us today from merely adding to the noise. Your love is a symphony all around us. It's running through us. Your love is a melody underneath us, running to us. Your love is a song. May your song become our song. May your love be the melody of our song. May our eyes and ears be wide open to your song today. And may your hope be the anthem of our souls. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We have some new people with us today, so I'm going to catch you up really quickly. I think God wants us to continue to write songs. All right, let's go. One thing we talked about yesterday was that in Psalm 96, it says to sing to the Lord a new song. But as it describes that new song, it says that we are going to share, we're going to celebrate his marvelous works among all the peoples. And we are some of those peoples. And so my encouragement to you is there's wonderful worship music out there. Sing all of them that you can find that sound true to you. And if you're not sure, come and ask someone. But my encouragement to you is that Australia and California and Nashville are not going to tell the story of God's marvelous works in your life. So that they're wonderful songs, but I want us to continue writing so we're sharing what God's doing here. And we may only need to share it with ourselves. That's who we write for. We write so that we can worship. And who knows what God does with stuff. Chris and I wrote Grace just so that we could sing it sitting in a room. And then we shared it at youth group, and then we shared it other places. And now I've had to play it for 16 years. One other thing that we said yesterday is that in Nashville, kind of the way things operate is that you get a songwriting credit if you're in the room when the song is written. Because whoever you are, whatever you suggested, even if it didn't end up in the song, your presence made a difference. And I used that as a lobbying point for you to be involved. Whatever your skill set is, whatever your experience level is, only you know the story of what God has done in your life. And you sharing that with us changes what we can create. To start us, I also want to look at what we're doing today and recognize that, hey, even what we're doing today, that there's more people in the room than are in the room. That people have made this possible. You've already heard about financially some of the gifts that made this possible. Every faculty member, as I started writing out people last night, I was like, well, I can't leave them out. And I need to, because each faculty person that I was a part of their course shaped who I was and led to this moment. And once I realized that, I realized that all the other people in my life did the same thing. And all of a sudden, we weren't going to have time to write a song. Our department with Dr. Grant and Dr. Glahn and Dr. Baslin and how they have been encouraging us in this area. It's been really instrumental. What's already been going on in chapel with Patrick and Pastor Joe and the leadership of our school with Dr. Bailey and Dr. Yarbrough and Dr. Timms, the direction that the freedom, the newness based on the truth that we are being led into because God is still doing new things, to quote DC Talk from about 1992, maybe. As I've been studying worship pretty seriously for the last few years, I started noticing a connection between the scripture passages on worship and how often they mention thankfulness. And so I wanted us to start there. To be thankful for all the people that made this possible, for how God made this possible. And as we start trying to do something that's new for most of you, to be thankful for the experience. As we talk about the Word of God, to be thankful that He gave it to us. And let's get started. I'm sorry, we still have new people. What I told them yesterday is we're going to write a song. And I'm not going to go over all the parts with you. You're just going to have to jump in as we go. But we're going to write about the Word of God. I figured it's something we should know about here. It would be a good place to start. And so if you took that seriously and went home and thought about it for 5 seconds or 3 hours and said, hey, look, here's a scripture. Here's a story of mine. I'd love for you to jump in. I know that's not normally how chapel works. We don't usually have the, hey, I'm just going to yell out something. But that is how songwriting works. Now, normally there's only like four of us. So this is going to be a little bit of a navigational nightmare. Alliteration. A little late. Okay, that's all right. But share with me, share with us, what is the Word of God to you, scripturally, in your story at DTS? Give me anything. I'll start with anything. Yeah.
His grace is sufficient. God's word is profitable.
Produces the fear of the Lord.
It's timely.
Timely?
That was true.
All right, here we go.
That's all right. I'm not scared. He's got a bigger voice than you.
Wise,
okay. You know, he is something for those who take refuge in him. That's all right. I read that same verse and I don't remember what it is either.
John 1:1, the word was there before we were. You're off the screen.
Connection?
What do you mean, Margaret? Oh, yeah, Margaret. What do you mean by that?
It's how he communicates to us. It's how we connect with others. It's
connection. Word became flesh. Like
what?
Cuts like a knife.
Cuts like a knife. That's already a song. That we officially don't know here. Excuse me.
It reveals who God is.
Okay.
Story of redemption.
Story of redemption. Maybe that's what God is in Proverbs.
It's a shield.
A shield. That's, I like it.
My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times.
Can you put an arrow up on connection?
For the win.
We'll never pass away.
The Word of God.
Is this also like feelings that we have about the Word of God?
This is anything you want to say.
Okay. Confusing at times. acerbic. Heavy.
What was the second one?
Acerbic. I don't know how to spell that.
That's the...
Yes, heavy.
It's part of the pressure of being the one up here. You have to notice.
It's gritty and grace-filled.
It brought us all here.
It's a scandal.
Jesus is the Word of God.
So do you notice one complication that we already have in writing a lyric? The
screen.
Yeah, the screen's not big enough. No. we'll figure that out. That's part of poetry, finding the right words to get it down to where it's singable. What was that?
It renews our mind.
Renews. I thought you said we will lose our mind, and I'm like, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna write it down. It's a, what I was thinking about is that I wanted to say at the beginning is that songwriting needs to be a safe place. You need to feel like you can throw something out there and it's okay to be wrong. It's okay for it not to be a complete idea. That one, we are the body of Christ, but two, we're a creative community, and we're not going to make fun of the fact that you just yelled that out, even though I've done it twice. so I apologize for that. I'm not setting a good example. But I want you to feel like you can say something. If you're a theologian and you need to say progressive revelation, then just say that. You don't have to figure out how it fits in a song. Let the poet come in later, and you can work together to find the words. Or maybe you find the words yourself. But if you have the idea, only you have your story. I cannot guess what the Spirit is stirring in you. You have to tell me. And so that's just a little encouragement, and we're going to come back to another thing in a second. It's not going to be easy to sing, but see, I did it already. I apologize. It is. Yeah, Steve.
A window into reality. That's
great. Paradox.
Strange.
It's what we need for life.
Any specific weapon?
Sword.
Oh, hey, yeah.
It's a window into reality outside of our own.
Comfort.
So one of the things that we're running into is that you get a lot of content if people feel safe, if people feel like that their opinion is valid. And then you have to figure out, hey, how do you put all this together? And so one of the things about it being safe is I want you to know that everything you said is really valid and valuable, even if we don't put it in a song. Well, because we just don't have space. It's going to be a really, really, really long song. And what you said might be the idea for the next song, for the thing that you need to go and write. And so once you get here, you're like, okay, so one of the problems we have is that in Scripture, the Word of God refers to at least three things. The Scripture itself, the Word spoken by God, often through the prophets, and Jesus. And so trying to write a song, all of a sudden you're shifting what you mean by the Word of God, and that can be confusing. It can be hard to tie things together. At the same time, in songwriting and in lots of creative writing, you like the turn. You like it to flip at some point, and so that might be something that helps us. As you keep having ideas, write them down, throw them out when you need to, but let's... A lot of stuff. I thought we were gonna have like three things, and so I've been working all week thinking about how to stretch this out, and we went the other direction, which is awesome. So what's this song about? I know what I told you it's about. I mean, you just heard what everybody said. Did you hear any themes? Did you hear anything? The unfolding of who God is. Yes, sir.
It's a train that takes us from here to there.
From here to there. Put a pin in some stuff real quick because we're already way into this. So if you think of great things, write them down and email them all to Dr. Yarbrough, and he will narrow those down for us. Don't really, please. I don't want to get in trouble for that. That was just a joke. I love the unfolding of who God is. There's something really special in that, and I think we can see it in a number of places here. That when we start at the top, which is up here, that it unfolds that He is sufficient, that He is deserving of fear, He is timely, that He is true, He is wise, He is pure, and that this is uncovered, this is revealed in his word. And then somebody just went straight for it, reveals who God is. So that's really beautiful. I really didn't think we were going to get this much content, and now I'm a little, my brain's a little overwhelmed. I don't do great with a whole lot of information at once. Anybody that does? Okay. Just hoping for a little help here, but that's fine. How do we say that the Word of God is the unfolding of who He is? Because I like it. I like the language. It doesn't feel like I can quite sing that line.
Show instead of tell. So maybe in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 2 that we, as a result, we know the mind of God.
We know the mind of God?
We know what God thinks.
And I think we have to start with not knowing what God thinks.
Yeah, so that's one of the things you run into as a songwriter, is you can write the story as your story. And my story encountering the Bible is exactly that. It's that I didn't know, and then reading the Bible, I came to know. But I can also write it as the story of the Bible. I can write it as God's story, in which case there's not a not knowing. It's a story of revealing. And both are really valid and valuable.
One's a bridge.
Right. Yeah. It's a B. Yeah. I love the activity of that, that you are unfolding yourself to me. So if you took your verse and made it about the word, your word is this, your word is this, your word is this, and then the chorus shifts to celebrating that it is him revealing himself to us. There's something really, really beautiful in that. What was it? Okay, great.
I think there's also an aspect where he's unfolding himself to us, but he's also kind of folding us into who he is.
Oh, here, I'll take this one over here.
Okay.
We already got the space for it. Oh, thanks.
You're not in the
screen. I feel really criticized.
Just drop. There you go. Sam, how did you say it again? He's unfolding.
Yeah, that's the general idea. So that would be, like we talk about in a creative writing course, if you haven't taken it, that's a good place to start. That you often save the unexpected one for the end. So at your chorus, it can be about God's unfolding himself to us. And then the trick at the end is that he is, in doing that, he is folding us into him. All right, 9.5 minutes. It can. What is the first line of this song? Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I'm in that key. What is this life all about? Is that what you said? Sorry, I told you like it's lots of input and I'm trying to do like a 500 piece puzzle all at one in 9 minutes with people throwing pieces at me. So just so you know, since this, like, the goal of today isn't to actually write the whole song, it's for you to be a part of the journey, for you to see what you have to offer, and we're going to still try to get something done. I'm not excusing myself from that. but a songwriting process a lot of times does go this way, and in creative writing, I call it the reclustering stage, where you've gotten all this awesome stuff and then you finally realize that it's here, that this is where the song is, and then I start over and find what's there. I don't think we have to completely start over because I think we got a lot of great stuff. But if unfolding yourself to me. It feels like that's the line, and yet trying to sing it, I'm having a hard time going. There keeps being more syllables in it than I. We'll just write a song and.
More divine than me.
That's what we just kind of take it and just throw everything in. Okay.
You're unfolding your love note.
Oh yeah, like middle school.
Yes.
I always wanted to get one of those. You're unfolding yourself to me. There. I knew it worked. I just couldn't find it because I kept thinking more things. You are unfolding yourself to me. So how is he doing that? Oh, that's word by word, line by line, mana free. What?
Turn the page.
Turn the page. I'm not sure if he's talking to me or to you. Yeah, it's a...
Day by day.
Okay, that's nice. Word by word, line by line. Help me see day by day. Contextual. Yes! That's one of the... Okay, so... I know I don't have time, but I'm going to tell this story anyway. So I was working on a song in Nashville one day, and a pro songwriter that has, you know, just awards for doorstops was looking at my song, and he's like, so this line for this small group of people is going to make them feel more connected than anything ever has. But if you'll take it out and make it more generic, it'll connect with a lot more people. And putting contextually is going to make it really, really work for us. And we'll also guarantee that no one else ever sings it. You are unfolding yourself to me. Word by word, line by line. Endlessly? Endlessly. It works. As a song, it works great. Trying to make sure this lands on the scripture, it takes us from Now, admittedly, the Bible does have history books in it. I did pay attention. But it takes us a little bit to a different direction. So let's not get caught there. Yeah.
I don't want to
you're good.
No. Nope.
Yeah, yeah. I almost wonder if we do that like as the end of the chorus, like because we could use this kind of where we are. You're unfolding yourself to me, word by word, line by line, endlessly. You are unfolding yourself to me. Something, something, something more, and again. And then come in here and let it just land there. You are unfolding. You are unfolding. You are unfolding yourself to me. And you're folding. And you're folding me into you. That it kind of, yeah, it kind of, yeah, that might be the bridge section where we go and do that and come back.
Can we get the chorus done?
Hey, Todd.
Oh, sure. Yes, sir.
Actually. I meant turn the page as a lyric.
Right.
As a refrain. Because the metaphor is the written word, and he is gradually unfolding himself.
Yeah, so that could, as we're getting to that that fourth line, you're unfolding yourself to me, word by word, line by line, if we had to use endlessly, then coming back, you're unfolding yourself to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of where I was going, page by page, age to age. Yeah, it's your history, Mark. Help me see.
Not like 2-year-olds and 80-year-olds.
Right. Ooh, yeah, and it's an old Amy Grant reference. And we were at Thy Word yesterday, so that's good. Yeah, I think if we combine those two ideas, the simple and the action, that I think if we leave the chorus simple, then we've got verses that we can start doing all that and finding the right verbs and the what is it actually doing in us, that the chorus, we're just kind of sitting in that idea. Yeah. Yeah.
So Todd, if you use the structure instead of endlessly, mm-hmm. instead of in the next phrasing, using set me free.
Yeah.
Pick up on that verse.
Oh yeah, that picks up where he just was in John 8.
So you can say, you know, you're unfolding yourself to me day by day or age by age, page by page, set me free. Could we say something about who he's unfolded himself as? Creator, sustainer.
I think we wanna use that as a verse. That it, if we do too much, that it'll take us somewhere else. Page by page, age to age.
Parallel to endlessly, page, page,
page,
page, getting bigger. Yeah. Similarly, the other ones, where line forever. Gradually.
Huh. That's interesting.
It's the time and the present.
Yeah.
Timeless.
It almost is like word by word, line by line.
Gradually,
and page by page, age to age, endlessly. I like that. So this is totally what songwriting is like. Is you do things, and then one person says something, and it makes something happen, and everybody goes, oh, that's it. So since we're a minute and 41, 2, 3 seconds over already, we're going to leave it here. And yeah. And then we'll let the chorus just end with the unfoldings. So it'll just be something like, you are unfolding yourself to me, word by word, line by line, gradually. You are unfolding yourself. You are unfolding. You are unfolding. You are unfolding yourself to me. Good job. Hey guys, thank you so much. I had no idea how this was going to go, and I'm super encouraged by it because it kind of, all the things that I've been dreaming about that we could do, you just showed me that we can, and I really appreciate that. So I'm going to wrap us up by telling you what's next. The original idea was, hey, we're going to talk about songwriting. So what we're going to do is we're going to write a song, and then we're going to come in and do Arts Week and go, here's our song. Look. DTS people can write songs. And so when I heard that idea, I'm like, hey, I love it. And can we do completely the opposite? Can we come in to Arts Week and cast a vision and say, you can write the songs for the church. We need you to write the songs for the church. And rather than showing you what we'd already done, can this be the beginning? So what we're planning on doing is this, telling you what songwriting is kind of like, doing it a little bit together, and then throughout the school year, continuing to do that. We're going to schedule times for songwriting. We're going to try to let you know really well when that's going to be. We're going to bring in some different people to write with us, to show us their process, to show how they write for their church. And we'll get to learn from them as well. And so that's where we're heading. This isn't the end of Arts Week. I mean, it is. But it's not the end of what God's doing here. It's the beginning. And we're excited about that. Thank you so much for being a part. I'm sorry that I kept you 5 minutes too long. But that just makes it feel like a real chapel. All right, let me pray for us. God, we love you. May you be honored and glorified by all the creative acts that come out of this group. The songs we write, the lives we live, the words we say. May you be honored and glorified in our lives, even in the next few minutes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys.